Welcome back, this is RB Sensei. If you like this video at any point, like and comment. It's the only way we'll grow. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Read my lips. No, 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 no.
But before we get into it, Boring Chronicles. It's the Boring Chronicles. Metal in your face. Yeah, you're a disgrace. It's the Boring Chronicles.
Yeah, men do love crazy. They have always loved crazy. They always will. I don't care what they tell you. I don't care what any man says. It is facts. And if he has a different type of woman for his wife or for anything else, it's just because she was convenient and easy to settle down with. It was just the woman in front of him. Other than that, every man wants a crazy woman.
Women like this completely embarrass themselves for the rest of their lives.
I hope that's not a baby cooing in the background. For the love of God, please. Watch over this little one. Look, some men do love crazy bitches. I can't relate. I know. The crazier she is, the better the poon. Look, it ain't worth it, bro. It just ain't worth it. So she's right. Toxic men love, you know, mingling with toxic women. But then they turn around and marry the good girl, is what she just said. But her logic is still, they really wanted to marry the bad girl, but she wasn't in front of them at the time. It's just not true. They'll have flings with the crazy toxic girl. They don't marry the crazy toxic girl.
Bingo.
Here's what you're gonna do to stop wasting your own time with these men. Now, let me tell you something. A man cannot waste your time unless you are giving him the space to do so. Start taking yourself seriously, sis, for real. Stop being afraid to speak your truth when it comes to these men. A lot of y'all don't be speaking up for yourselves because you're scared that he's not gonna like you anymore.
Control your weight. Don't let it control you.
Look, it doesn't matter what method you employ. When you're dealing with guys who are way better than you, they're going to have the leverage. And you're always going to be on the hook with them. And it don't matter if you grow some courage to tell them off or grow some courage to block them. The next guy that you deal with is going to be just as handsome and just as tall and just as much of a bad boy. So the cycle is just going to keep on continuing. It's not like you're going to date the nice, sweet guy now. You're never going to respect him. Even if you try to, you're going to sabotage the relationship and run back into Tyrone's arms. So all this advice is a complete waste. Maybe you should focus on losing weight. And I'm not trying to be mean. But look, these TikToks are pointless. Get in the gym.
And you're scared that he's going to leave you and go to see somebody else. That is a scarcity mindset that we're going to get you out of. So follow me for more content like this.
The men that y'all go after are scarce. No matter what mindset you have, y'all all are chasing the top 10%. So there really is scarcity. Now, men should get out of a scarcity mindset because there's crazy bitches everywhere with long hair and pretty faces.
Understand that you are a queen and that means that there's a king out there to match your energy. Stop pouring into these broken men. Stop wasting your time. Stop not speaking up for yourself. Don't you know that you deserve the best? You better start acting like it.
You deserve a low to the face and a kick in the caboose. Have you ever considered the fact that all the damage that Tyrone has done has made you unfit for the type of guy you're talking about? For the king you're talking about? Have you ever considered that?
Of course not. Of course not. Of course.
6 years ago, I started asking my most recent ex to leave this relationship, to like get out of my house. I was like, you clearly don't like me. I am miserable. I cannot keep you happy. We don't have any.
I don't know where to start here. I really don't. Do you think this woman is on some type of substance? This woman looks nuts. Are people really online taking advice from this woman? I mean, this is a new low, ladies, if you're, you know, running up her numbers and taking advice from her and applying this to your life. This woman looks like some type of creature that crawled out of a Marilyn Manson music video. I don't think this is who you should be, you know, looking up to for leadership. And that whole thing about single women over 30 being the happiest, you know, set of women, it's actually a myth. Somebody misquoted this study. Like, seriously, you can look it up. It's not true.
You hate everything about my life. You are not interested in anything I talk about. You refuse to do any activities with me. You just want to sit in a lump and make me be your maid. Get out. 6 years. 6 years it took me to detach him from my life. And the whole time everybody told me, you can't be alone. You're disabled and you're kids and you need a man.
They were right, ma'am. I was just going to say, who do you think was the problem in that relationship? I don't care if he was a piece of shit. I'm still going to bet on you being the problem in that relationship.
Kicked him out in November. 100% of my life is better.
No, it's not.
And my kids.
Hey, folks. We'll be back to the video in a second. Be sure to like and comment anything under the video. It's the only thing that's going to help us grow and blow this channel up. But you know how tired I get listening to these dingbats? Really, go ahead and support the content by joining the Patreon or the YouTube membership. For low as $5 a month, you get access to one or two exclusive videos a week, as well as getting access to my videos one day early. The YouTube membership is $10 a month for the convenience of not having to leave YouTube, or you could sign up on Patreon or Subscribestar for $5 a month.
Hell no!
I mean no offense by this, but I've made an observation in my many years of dating. I've dated quite a variety of people in my lifetime, from men, non-binary people.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
Women, tall, short. But all of the short cis men that I've dated have always had some sort of like bitterness to them. They've either been pessimistic or slightly rude or quick to anger.
Mm-hmm. Look, this may be true, but it's really just a justification for you to discriminate against our short brothers. Maybe the ones you dated were like that, and it is, you know, a pattern that can be seen with short men, but you're really just using it as a justification to not date the men you didn't want to date anyway.
Good call!
But no, seriously, every short guy I knew was kind of quick to anger and kind of rude and kind of overly aggressive, like they had something to prove. Shout out to the short people who listen to my content. I mean, y'all can let me know how wrong I am in the comment section.
Here I am. Here I am.
And I got a question for you, lady. If you dated all these different type of people, this diverse group, then why aren't you with anybody now? Maybe it's you. You're the common denominator.
Meanwhile, all the tall men that I've dated have always been so chill. Now, thinking about it critically, of course, like, society doesn't exactly treat short men very well. But if we're dating and I've accepted you for who you are, then why carry this with you? Carry that with confidence. And of course, this isn't all short men. My brother's like half an inch shorter than me, and I'm like 5'4½". And he's confident. And of course, we can make the comparisons of like how women are scrutinized often for their body type and all of that. I just want to highlight something that I've noticed. Maybe it's time we start showing our short king some love.
So fellas, let me know what she's doing in this video. Is she shaming short kings, or is she trying to give a shout out to short kings? She's showing love to short kings? She's genuinely trying to help them? Like, what's going on here?
I don't know! I'm so confused anymore!
I'm 46 years old, and I don't have a husband to take care of me. I still need my mama. I still need my sister. It sucks. Because all the good men have gotten married in their 20s and 30s, because they're good men.
Some men are staging her rent to bash and convince young girls to settle. Here's the thing, girl, even if you did settle for a sweet, simple guy in your early 20s, you wouldn't know how that would turn out.
Women are going to be miserable no matter what. So look, you're right. If they settle down in their 20s, they're going to grow to resent their husband, even though he was a good man, because she's getting older, and she's going to blame him for that. And her body isn't the same, and she's going to blame him for that.
Etc., 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 etc.
She's had to clean up after people and look after people for years and years, and she's resentful of that. There is no, you know, outcome where women aren't resentful and mad. Most. Not all, but most.
I know it's never all, but this is a most of the time thing.
And they always talk about not settling. Look, I hope you're going to make a lot of money. That's all I have to say. Life is not all about being happy all the time. So don't settle for a man and settle struggling in your one-bedroom apartment for the rest of your life. You're going to settle one way or another.
Tell myself that I would rather be alone forever than settle, and I'm a little worried the universe is like, okay, bet.
For some reason, they think they're going to get some perfect life if they just keep holding out. It's not going to happen, and you're going to end up ruining your life more by not getting with a guy.
You wouldn't know. If you watch interviews of domestic abuse survivors or simply divorced people, you'll see how many problems only emerge after they're married and have kids. Second, you don't want to rely on your original family.
But is relying on a man any better?
Just because some men are married doesn't mean they are good men. I've dated men divorced in their 40s. Dating them makes me understand why some women would rather losing everything and live with their mama than living with those men.
No, don't live with your mama. You strong and independent. Go out there and get on the motherfucking grind. Don't depend on anybody. You're a strong, independent woman who don't need nobody. They're dependent pieces of a lot of them. Stop acting like women aren't the ones who are unbearable in long-term relationships on average. Please, let's stop acting like that.
Robert, stop it. Y'all quit playing. Quit playing.
The truth is, every man who had their wife divorce him, that bitch did you a favor, bro. Think about it. That bitch was annoying.
You might be one of those women if you settled in your 20s. And guess what? Those women are now in their 40s, single, just like you. I get it, you feel lonely. And you have this fantasy that if you did this or that in your early 20s, you wouldn't have these problems.
It's not called settling, it's called appreciating the small things. Appreciating a man who wakes up every day and go work hard for his family. Come home and build a deck. It's called being an appreciative human. Something most women don't know anything about because they're entitled. They think they're entitled to this perfect fairy tale life. 1976 wallpaper. Get the fuck out of here.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.